Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Alumni Spotlight. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. I'm joined today by Larry McCarron. Rock, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, Larry, you were drafted in the 12th round in 1973. You played center for the Packers for 12 seasons, two Pro Bowls. You started 162 consecutive games, which earned you the nickname Rock, which I had just mentioned. Was there anybody in particular who gave you that nickname?
No, here's the deal. The 162 games had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. What really happened is, okay, at Illinois, when I'm a college guy, I worked out a lot and stuff, and so those guys kind of called me Rock. And the Packers also drafted another kid out of Illinois in my class, Larry Allen, a linebacker, in like the 10th round. So we're up here in camp together, and Larry Allen was the only guy out of whatever number they had in camp that called me Rock. He was the only guy, and I was just a try-hard guy, and I didn't know what was going on, and, you know, nobody called me Rock. I was the farthest thing from Rock than anybody. And what happened, okay, they have the first big scrimmage with the veteran guys, okay? And the veteran offensive linemen, in my mind, the big guys, they kind of got their butts kicked in when they had their turn. And the offensive line coach was a guy by the name of Raleigh Dodge, okay? And a terrific guy. And he's the offensive line coach, and it infuriated him that his guys got beat by Hog Hanner's guys. And they were bad. And so he gets us young pups together. And he goes, I tell you what, if any of you guys take any crap from any of those guys, you're out of here. You're done tomorrow, okay? Don't take an ounce of crap. So we're all scared to death he's going to cut us right after the scrimmage, okay? So we go out there, and we're, you know, I was lucky to be around. As a matter of fact, they had a veteran defensive tackle came in here from Oakland named Carlton Oates, and totally missed him on the block, okay? And we run out there, and I'm still chasing him because I don't want to get cut because Raleigh's going to cut me if I take any crap from the big guys. So the play is just about over, okay? And like it was far enough away that Oates did not make the tackle. So he slows up, and he's a veteran guy, and he's just turning around. And so I just cheap shot him like nobody's business. I mean, it was a terrible, blatant, but I was scared to death that I was going to get cut when the scrimmage was over if I took any crap. So Oates looks at me like, you dummy, what are you doing? And I'm thinking, okay, now he's sizing me up. So I start flailing away at it. And Oates, he takes one fist and puts it right underneath my face mask and buckled my knees, okay? Didn't knock me down, but buckled my knees. And then, thankfully, a bunch of people jumped in. So anyway, when we watch the scrimmage on the big screen over at St. Norbert, this play comes up. And like I said, I'm a nobody rookie. But the veterans that heard the other guys call me, you know, this young fellow from Illinois, call me Rock. And so Carlton Oates on the big screen, St. Norbert, go bang, right underneath the face mask, my knees buckled, and it's like 10 feet high in the St. Norbert Auditorium, and all the veterans are going, Rock, Rock, that's great, Rock, Rock, and that's how I started getting called Rock around here.
You went to the playoffs once with the Packers, 1982, the strike-shortened season. You were on other teams that were 8-8, were kind of, you know, were close, almost getting there. What did you feel was the best team you played on?
We had a major problem. Like the 82, 83 teams, we had terrific offense. I mean, we had great big-time offense. We had enough offense to get to the big one, I really thought. But our problem was we couldn't stop anybody. And people talk about that 48-47 win over the Washington Redskins. We lost games that same year by similar scores.
Right,
we
right.
could not stop anybody. And, you know, that phrase, you know, that old adage, defense wins championships. You know how it became an old adage? Because it's true, and we had none of it. I don't make any apologies for what we were doing offensively. I don't make any apologies, period. You know, we did what we could. We didn't have a lot of folks defensively. It was the era of the USFL, so a certain group of players goes that way. So when Bruce Clark, a first-round draft choice, is allowed to sign in Canada, can you imagine the Green Bay Packers? He was a defensive lineman and
right.
a Pro Bowler
yeah.
when he came back down to the States. Could you imagine the Green Bay Packers today letting somebody, their first-rounder, go to Canada? But those kind of things were going on, so you're handcuffed a little bit as far as the coaching staff and what they had to work with.